Describe Senator Robert Kerr's personality and about him.
Marvelous. Wow. He was something extraordinary. And I'll tell you why. Majority leader was ill. In fact, as he later died. And Kerr not only handled the Senate Finance Committee, but the Space Committee. And guess why the aeronautics is here. It's no accident. Right. They pass that stuff out, and he was marvelous. And
but was his personality very effusive and very likable?
Let me tell you, he was the kind of guy that would thank the elevator operator for opening. We had elevator operators in those days, and he would thank him. And Tom Steed was a nice guy, and Paige Belcher. Look at the giants we had.
I understand Senator Kerr made an astounding prediction in one of your plane rides back to Oklahoma, and this prediction was that Oklahoma would one day be solidly Republican.
Believe it or not, at the airbase there, he gave me a going-away party. It shocked the hell out of Helen and I. And they then had what they call the Oklahoma Society, and that was all the Okies there, and the lawyers and blah, blah, administrators and so on. And he called me aside, and he said, "Frosty, I won't live to see it, but you're young enough. You'll live to see it. Oklahoma's going to go Republican."
And why did he think that?
And I said, "Are you kidding? Paige Belcher, the only Republican in the delegation, what, 13, 14 senators, a handful in the House?" And he said, I'll give you two good reasons, the Baptist Church and the Daily Oklahoman."
Wow.
And that would have been in about a year when?
Oh, gee, I know.
Sometime in the 60s?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Late 60s, yeah.
And
he was right on both counts because it got to the point the IRS was intervening in several cases where the Baptist preacher would just come out and say it. In Tulsa, at the Skelly Drive Baptist Church, they had a life-size mock-up of George W. Bush in a sanctuary. Didn't say vote for him. Didn't leave any room, and several people quit the church over that, but most of them did. And the Daily Oklahoman, oh my God, they are so slanted on that editorial page. Their attack on Senator Jim Wilson for appealing that redistricting bill is just unbelievable.
And then, for the sake of history, we want to say that Robert Kerr was the 12th governor of Oklahoma. He was elected three times to the United States Senate and a giant in natural resources and the Arkansas River via the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And that navigational channel known as the
Kerr McClellan.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right.
Senator McClellan.
From Arkansas.
From Arkansas. Let me tell you, I haven't done this many times in my life. For strangers or non-family members. Janie Isom called me at home, and she said, "Frosty, I wanted you to hear it first. Bob Kerr just died." And I cried. Real, honest-to-God tears. Oh, what a man. We'll never see his stature. Oh, I shouldn't say never, never, never. But his stature. Oh, do you know that the only reason we built the spaceport, the only reason we orbited the moon is Bob Kerr? Now, I'm not saying it wouldn't have happened sooner or later, but he had a vision. He had a vision. Boy, he worked on that vision. And he steered some of that vision to Oklahoma, what politician in his right mind wouldn't.
He died January 1st, 1963.
Yeah, I know it.